Good evening. This is Peter Hammond in the studio, and tonight with me, my daughter, Andrea Combs, mother of our two grandsons, and we are discussing the Unplanned Movie. Unplanned Movie is here in Southern Africa, and just last week we had the joy of being part of the premiere. So, Andrea, tell me about the film, and then we can get your reactions.
Good evening. Glad to be here. Unplanned is the long-awaited movie that has been fought over and petitioned for a long time to get here to South Africa, so we're thrilled it's here. And Unplanned is the movie of Abby Johnson, based on her true story. She was a woman who was enchanted by the notion of working for Planned Parenthood, believing that their goal is to help women and help prevent crisis pregnancies. In fact, the film actually begins with the warning that, where she says, "My story isn't an easy one to hear. I think I probably ought to warn you of that up front." So that prepares the audience for what we are all about to see. But the way she was first recruited into Planned Parenthood was after attending a job fair. Abby was persuaded when the young woman promoting the corporation said, "It's hard to believe that there are still some people out there that want to tell us what we can and can't do with our bodies." And enthused with her new calling, Abby explains to the audience, "I left campus that day as a proud champion of women in crisis." She believed that their goal truly was to reduce the number of crisis or unplanned pregnancies. Little did she know that the choice to volunteer for them would chart the course of her life. Abby went from being a volunteer to a full-fledged employee and ultimately to becoming the youngest director ever of her local clinic in Bryan, Texas. It took her 8 years to see the truth of what she was truly enabling in her position as a director of the Planned Parenthood Clinic. After being called in to assist with an abortion, which she had never done before, surprisingly, she saw that there truly was a baby in there, not just some unfeeling tissue, as she had been told. She admits later that she had been complicit in 22,000 abortions, and she was so heavily grieved by her enabling this murder, essentially, and she just had no idea. She was truly blinded to it. So you can just imagine how many people who do work for Planned Parenthood probably don't even know what they're really enabling.
At the end of the film, there's a notice that Abby Johnson had already, through her and then there were nun ministry, helped 500 Planned Parenthood abortion employees to transition to other jobs, get them out of there.
Yes.
And that's just at the time the film was made. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more by now.
Absolutely. Yes, no, the ministry that has come out of her experience in Planned Parenthood is just amazing. And she's truly able to, through this story, through her book, and then eventually now through this movie, Unplanned, she's able to give an insider perspective that we were never able to have before. So this movie, it really does expose something that we were never able to see before.
Yes, before this film, I would have said the most effective film that had been produced against abortion was Gosnell, which is also a hard film to watch in some ways, but well presented over from the perspective of a prosecutor and a police investigator who successfully prosecuted a third trimester abortionist, so-called Dr. Gosnell. And that was a horrific true story again, but given very much from the perspective of the trial and the court proceedings and the testimonies and so on. And that was super effective. But that was still from outsiders. Here we get an insider, one who is she is Employee of the Year Award for Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
And so to get an insider's perspective, I must say, I was surprised, I was shocked. I'm sure you found some things in the film quite surprising too.
Yes, I mean, just like Abby, I was raised in a pro-life Christian family, and I thought I understood everything there was to understand about abortion and crisis pregnancies, and I have always been sympathetic to that plight of women while still advocating for the rights of those unborn babies' lives. But this movie is gut-wrenchingly raw. It's honest. It's sobering. It's honestly horrifying. And it's so in your face that you can't actually deny the truth anymore. There were very few dry eyes in the theater, if any, and I could hear sniffles all around our seats. I believe that they touched on every scenario possible, or at least many of those scenarios, the different types of pregnancies, the complications that can arise, the different types of pregnancies, but also types of abortions, more importantly, how those look, how complications can look. Truly the emotional distancing that the doctors and nurses have from the woman's situations. Maybe they truly are there to help, but if someone's in a crisis situation, say, oh, it's just a little blood. Oh, it's not a big deal. Oh, it's fine. It's just tissue. And they just don't seem to actually have as much sympathy for the woman in crisis as they want us to believe.
Well, what was also shocking to me was the fact that they had a policy that didn't matter what medical crisis occurred, we don't call ambulances.
Yes.
We don't call 911. It's recorded. It's bad PR. And so here's a patient who was literally at the brink of losing her life. And they were doing emergency procedures, but instead of calling the professionals for emergency procedures, they were more concerned for public relations and damage control. And apparently that's Planned Parenthood policy, which is truly horrifying. And we've heard similar things from Mary Stopes Clinic here in South Africa, where they've had patients die on the table here or in recovery in Cape Town, and that's been covered up, and they haven't called for ambulances, and which might have made all difference and saved their life.
Yes, absolutely.
So what's your impressions then? How do you, as a mother of two, come away from this film? How has this impacted you?
Well, as you say, I'm a mother of two, and I've actually, of course, I've never had an abortion myself, but the rawness of watching a woman lose her baby, there's a scene in the movie where she loses her baby in the bathroom. It was sobering and painful to see, and it brought to light, though, a dark truth that has been hidden for far too long, and that is that abortion is not a simple, unemotional, cut-and-dry process, as countless men and women have been taught to believe. And although the movie doesn't condemn women who find themselves in crisis pregnancies, the movie does expose the cracks and crevices of Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry itself. Of course, we don't have Planned Parenthood here. We have Mary Stopes, and we have other versions of that industry here.
Yes, and it's horrific, actually, how far the links come from Planned Parenthood, because under Obama, for example, in the 8 years of Obama's administration, the United States taxpayer was funding abortions in Africa to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And that was the first thing that Obama signed in when he came into office, which he reversed the policy of George W. Bush, who defunded overseas abortions from taxpayers' money. And then, interesting enough, one of the first things that Donald Trump did as president was he abolished that funding. And so Planned Parenthood and Mary Stopes and others were crying over the fact that all the abortions that would be able to overseas in developing countries like Africa were being defunded by the taxpayer. What a heartless president George Bush was, and what Donald Trump is, because they're defunding abortions. The next thing, you had this CEO of Planned Parenthood pleading for more money to make up for the hundreds of millions they were losing every year for America. And Canada stepped up, and Justin Trudeau said, we will help provide so many tens of millions more to help fund abortions in Africa. And so I hope people overseas realize that their governments, in many cases, and I'm talking about Britain, I'm talking about France, Germany, United States, Canada, are funding abortions in Africa. And this is our primary concern, that here you've got people who doubtless are pro-life, anti-abortion, and yet their tax money is being used to kill babies in Africa. And how disgusting is that? And surely, I hope films like this will wake people up to the fact that the way you vote also affects lives far away.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, not all of us may know of Roe v. Wade in the States, but that was, I believe, in 1973 when abortion was legalized in the States. That was the case that made it legal. And before technology, one could almost excuse one's lack of knowledge on when a baby is considered a baby. But of course, we believe ourselves that life begins at conception. We believe that to be true, but many do not. And the truth is, we no longer have the excuse that we have no idea that an unborn baby can feel pain and desires to live. And the movie shows this truth as well. We have the technology, there are ultrasounds that clearly show unborn babies are far more than simply tissue. So we need to stop calling unborn babies a fetus and actually call them by what they truly are. And we are condoning murder by condoning abortion. So it's unexcusable that we have governments actually using taxpayers' money to fund this.
Yes, life begins at conception. That's biological fact. You can hear the baby's heartbeat at 3 weeks after conception easily. You can hear the baby's, monitor the baby's heartbeat at 6 weeks after conception. How about that? So we all know that the absence of a heartbeat's a sign of death or confirmation of death. The absence of a brainwave is a confirmation of death. Well, why is the presence of a heartbeat and the presence of a brainwave not confirmation of life? And so in this pivotal scene in Unplanned, where Abby Johnson is called into this procedure room, as they call it, and she's asked to monitor the ultrasound, and she can see plainly, and you can see on the screen plainly, that this is a baby.
About 13 weeks.
And you can see the heart going, and you can see the baby squirming to get away from the suction pipe, and literally in terror trying to fight and move away from it. And when Abby Johnson said, it moved away, and he said, they always do. And the reality, maybe if you don't see the ultrasound, you don't know. Maybe one could say one didn't know before, but we've had films like The Silent Scream Out. We've had The Hard Truth. We've had films like Gosnell and now Unplanned. And this is, I think, the most powerful pro-life film, the most powerful expose of abortion ever produced. And it is a godsend to anyone who wants to save life. And so I think this film's got to be a great encouragement to people who are pro-lifers. What did you learn from the film about the effectiveness of the people standing outside the clinics and praying?
Well, as they have this conversation regarding, often they feel that even though they're there every single Saturday, they're not actually making a difference. Why are we actually doing this? Abby confirms to them that the rate dropped by 70%, I believe, on the Saturdays that they were there, encouraging the woman to make a different choice and to actually save their baby's life.
Yes, no shows soared to up to 70%. And they said it's a well-known Planned Parenthood. They want to keep it a secret because they don't want to encourage these pro-lifers at the fence. But how about that? That when there are pro-lifers openly praying outside the gates, no shows soar. And so that's an extraordinary thing, that all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing.
And those are the Planned Parenthood statistics, which of course they don't want people to know.
Yes. I mean, this is the benefit of having an insider. Mm-hmm. So, Andrea, tell listeners then, what they can practically do to promote this film, for example, make this a success. Because, as you know, there was a lot of pressure to get it here. It was released in America about 11 months ago. Now it's here in South Africa, but that's only after a lot of prayer, a lot of pressure. The local film distributors, New Metro and Stokinico, initially said, no, there's no plans to bring it out. There's no market. There's no design. And then a lot of Christians wrote in, phoned in, flooded their Facebook page, and as a result of the prayer and pressure, the film's now here. Well, now what do we do? How can we make this film a success?
Well, the movie challenges us in an undeniable way. Like I said before, they touched on nearly every scenario or type of situation imaginable as it relates to crisis pregnancies and abortion. So after watching Unplanned, you should be challenged to take action. You should be encouraged to help women who find themselves in these situations. One of the most effective ways of doing this is sidewalk counseling outside of clinics. Saturday, I believe, is the most popular day for abortions. People have the day off and are able to go make this happen. A lot of these women go there because they believe that they have no other choice. Being there to encourage them, to counsel them, to let them know they're actually not alone, and to actually follow through with that commitment to help them find someone to either adopt their baby, help them find an organization, partner up with ministries that we know who do this. We also have the annual March for Life, where we go outside of Parliament, we pray, we make everyone aware and our government aware that we are not for this pro-death policy of abortion. We have life chains every year. We can show people that we truly do not stand with our country's policy of killing babies, unborn babies. We have Africa Christian Action, christianaction.org.za. where you can find articles, newsletters, all kinds of information if you'd like to learn more.
Yes, and that's in fact got links to the Unplanned movie, but the review, the video takes you to the Unplanned movie website where you can actually see a trailer of the film. And we've also got a list of all the different cinemas where it's going, where it is showing right now in the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, through the Free State, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Namibia, Zambia even. So, and this will be added to as more come there. Now, some people may say, well, I'd love to see this, but I'm not in these areas. Well, you can try to bring the film to your country. Well, one of the things is to contact Unplanned, the movie website, and order the DVD. So to get the DVD, you can home viewing, screen to your church, organize ways of promoting it. But perhaps you could persuade your film producers in your country to bring it as well, just as we did in South Africa, Zambia, and Namibia, to get the big screen, because nothing's better than getting it on the big screen, the main cinemas, because then it's reaching people we could not normally reach. But if we are reduced to our home and our church fellowship, our local community hall, well, that's also good. And school. Do you think this might be appropriate to even show at high schools?
I would say yes, it would be very appropriate. However, I would encourage the schools and the teachers or the principal specifically to get permission from the parents before, give them a disclaimer. It is not easy to watch. I had to avert my eyes for one or two scenes because it was gut-wrenchingly raw, and
but
it is very difficult.
Filmed still.
It is, but especially that first scene where she's in during the abortion, just even looking away, you can hear the sound of the suction machine.
It's true. But
it's a lot for
again,
a young person to watch.
What you're watching is mostly on the monitor.
Absolutely.
And so on. So it's sensitively filmed. This isn't exactly an R-rated film.
It was very
like
well
but,
done. Absolutely.
But the fact is really emotionally wrenching. There's
people
no
need
it.
To know the truth. Yes. So I would say yes.
And especially considering that the children in high school could easily be in a scenario like that.
Absolutely.
And prevention is better
in fact,
than
more
cure.
More so than many adults.
So prevention is definitely better than cure. And what do we do with the many, many Christians out there who, like Abby Johnson, who come from a pro-life Christian family, but don't know enough about the issues to prevent them from being sucked into the worldview of the secular humanists? Here she was, pro-life and Christian, and yet she got recruited by Planned Parenthood at university. We're told that 70% of those from a church background who go to university by the fourth year no longer attend church. And that's a disaster. So obviously it seems that most churches and most families are not adequately preparing the young people for the challenges and the temptations and the pressures that the secular world's going to throw at them.
This is true. This is a very sad reality. I think we need to do a better job. The church needs to do a better job in educating its people on what we believe and why we believe it, having scripture to back us up, not just the, oh yeah, well, my parents believe it. And as she says herself, my parents are pro-life, so I suppose I am too. And she didn't actually really understand why they were pro-life. Why should she be too? And of course, she said, well, my family's not for abortion. They said, oh, actually, our goal is to reduce the number of abortions.
They said to make abortion rare.
Right. And so she said, oh, well, that's great. I want to be an advocate of women. I want to help them. So despite being in a pro-life Christian family, she was drawn in believing she was able to make a difference and advocate for women's rights. So I can imagine there are many others who believe the same thing.
So that's why it's so important for churches to be dealing with biblical worldview issues, applying the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life, bringing in specialist outside speakers like pro-life speakers, someone from Doctors for Life, those who can show the facts, give the facts, prepare young people, just like we need to on creation, evolution, know the facts. And most pastors are not specialists in all these areas. And that's why I will call on creation scientists like Dr. Philip Stott and Angela Stott to come in to speak at our worldview seminars, because they understand science and evolution and can expose it and deal with it better than I can. And when it comes to pro-life issues, most pastors are not going to feel comfortable dealing with all of it. And yet there are people who know these issues and can come in, give the hard questions, give the biblical answers, give the practical facts, what we can do about it. Prevention is better than cure. Every church should observe Sanctity Life Sunday once a year, get a pro-life speaker in, maybe get a film shown. And this film could be a very good start.
Absolutely. And as you said with the church, what they can do, honestly, there's so much shame surrounding crisis pregnancies, teenage pregnancies in particular, the kind of shame that that daughter or son could bring to their family if they or their girlfriend or whatever is pregnant outside of wedlock. Of course, that is considered shameful. It is not in line with scripture to have a baby outside of marriage. However, the result from having an abortion is
worse.
Far worse. Absolutely. The girls, they don't feel they have another choice other than to abort their baby, because they would rather do that because they would rather not shame their parents or their pastor, whatever, especially pastor's children. This does happen. And knowing, having that safety in their community that they can actually come up in front of their churches. I know of pastors who have brought their daughter in front and said, look, this is the truth of the situation. We were making the best of it. We're not going to allow this baby's life to end because of our pride. And I think churches could do a lot better in being more humble and actually coming alongside these young women who find themselves in the situation.
Not trying to bury our sin literally, which is what has been done. There's burying it, murdering, only accentuates, aggravates, makes far worse the sin. So yes, we need, the Bible has many things in it, including David and Bathsheba's sin in there. And yet David is still called a man after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. The Psalms are the prayer book of the Bible. The Bible doesn't hide the sins of its key leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Peter denying Jesus before a maid. Shameful things are mentioned in the Bible because the Bible's honest. There's only one truly good, godly, honorable, sinless person ever lived and walked this earth, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ. No one is good except God alone. So no good for us to pretend otherwise. If we say we're without sin, we lie and we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John makes that clear. Mm-hmm. So it's so important that we understand this. How can we be more effective as pro-lifers in South Africa, in any other country? For listeners who don't know, by the way, South Africa is one of only two countries in the continent of Africa where abortion is legal. Now, abortion was always illegal before 1997, when sadly Nelson Mandela signed the Termination of Pregnancy Bill, 1st of February 1997, legalizing abortion. Since then, 1.7 million babies in South Africa have been killed, officially, legally, mostly with taxpayers' money, since 1997. And this is the one country in the world that cannot say we didn't know. We had a very strong pro-life movement before the legalization of abortion. We were having marches for life. We were having life change. We were marching to Parliament. We were praying. We did submissions before Parliament. Doctors for Life and ourselves and others went to Parliament, showed them the videos, the clips, the screen, up on the screen, showing them when life begins, heartbeat, brainwave, all the way through. And they had the best medical professionals testifying there. And the government still decided to go ahead and legalize abortion. So this government can't say they didn't know. Well, praise God, there's over 50 countries in Africa that do not allow abortion, and abortion is illegal. But that doesn't mean abortions aren't happening backstreet and illegally in these countries like Kenya. Abortion is illegal in Kenya, but we know it happens. Well, the pro-life movement is strong in Kenya. And just recently, just a few months ago, United Nations had a massive summit promoting abortion in Nairobi, Kenya, and they had over 5,000 delegates from all over Africa there, and the agenda was really strong. But praise God, the Kenyan president, who was asked to come and open it, he made a strong pro-life speech and totally disrupted the entire proceedings, and the entire summit of 5,000 people broke up in disarray without coming up to the endorsement for abortion, which the UN was hoping for, and the UN was furious, and it was a great victory for pro-lifers, and we praise God for the Kenyan pro-lifers who saw this coming, who prepared it, and for a president in Kenya who made a pro-life stand. Now, every country in Africa needs pro-life movements, because don't think because your country it's illegal that it can't be changed. In South Africa, we had a strong pro-life movement. We had strong pro-life laws. It was reversed here because some people are asleep at the wheel. And it's vital that we know. So even if this film is not scheduled for your country, you can get onto the christianaction.org.za website, get to the Unplanned Movie website, and try and organize to get the film to your country. And if you can't get on the big screen, you can at least get the DVD. So, Andrea, what else would you recommend?
Well, I'd just like to say that in an increasingly promiscuous society, this issue of crisis pregnancies and abortion has never been more relevant, which is another reason why Unplanned is so timely now. Like cancer, most of us know someone who has had a crisis pregnancy before, whether we ourselves have been or know someone who has. This movie challenges us to take action rather than sit passively on the sidelines. The focus of this movie is to demonstrate the brutal reality of what the termination of pregnancy really means. No more pretending, no more hiding away. After watching this, you know the truth. It will potentially haunt you in a way, from not actually just closing your eyes to it. It is real. It's happening every single day, countless times a day, and it's wrong. People still talk about the Holocaust. Not 100 years ago, but like 80 years ago, people are still talking about it today, but it's not happening today. Amount of babies,
the abortion
innocent
Holocaust
babies,
has happened.
Yes, exactly. The abortion Holocaust is still happening, and we're not doing enough. We just aren't. And
not nearly enough.
If there were babies who were born sitting, women who have killed, mothers who have killed their babies, two-year-olds, toddlers, whatever, they've been sent to prison. But we're doing this and we are condoning it. We're actually killing unborn babies, and it's treated completely separately from women who are killing their babies outside of the womb.
So we have got many films out there dealing with other problems, but what about abortion? Well, praise God for Gosnell, praise God for Unplanned. This film is out here right now. If you are in South Africa, Namibia, or Zambia, go onto the ChristianAction.org.za website, see where this film is showing, see how you can support it. Word of mouth is key. Use your social media. Let's see what we can do to make this a financial success, because if the commercial cinemas see that there's a market for pro-life films like this and for other Christian films, then they will bring more in, just like the Passion of the Christ film of Mel Gibson was a big surprise success. And since then, we've had more Christian films. Well, we need more pro-life films. This is the first pro-life film that I'm aware of to come to the big screen in South Africa and Zambia and Namibia. Let's get to more. So go to christianaction.org.za and learn what you can do, how you can be involved more, and how you can obtain other pro-life resources, PowerPoints, sermons, Bible studies, books, DVDs, leaflets, to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, to hold back those staggering towards slaughter. I'm sure we can all mobilize more people for the upcoming March for Life and Life Change in our areas. So christianaction.org.za, and you'll see more details on Unplanned and the indictment it is on all too many churches. Thank you so much, Andrea. God bless and good night.
Good night.